Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Okay, Brandon, how Bud Light became a microcosm of America in 2023. This comes via the great Mike Allen in Axios. Here's what I'll say about Mike Allen. He's not one of those 22-year-old people that you're constantly bugging.
No, no. Well, he's a founder of Axios, right?
He is, correct.
And he's, I mean, you know, Axios leans a little bit left. I would say they're center left.
No.
Yes, they do. Are you crazy? They definitely, they're center or center left. They're not center right, for sure. Right? But regardless, it doesn't matter. The article is really just saying, giving the hard facts on it. I like Mike Allen. I also thought Eleanor Hawkins was, I've looked up her work. She's good. So, I mean, I don't care if they're center left or center right. We're just trying to say to people that sometimes there's bias. So just got to be aware of that.
Okay, so we are professional podcasters. I say that in the most professional sense. And I was on vacation, but we still put podcasts up last week. So I was kind of off the grid.
Yeah.
And the great Bud Light kerfuffle popped up on the radar. And we're taking a little bit of time to get to
sure.
it.
Sure.
But it is time to talk to this. Few events capture so perfectly the cultural, political, and social toxicity of America as the great Bud Light debacle. Why it matters. One transgender social media influencer, Dylan Mulvaney, radically changed beer sales and stock prices overnight after a conservative backlash spread. On April 1st, Bud Light sent Mulvaney an influencer package swag bag to celebrate the one-year mark of her coming out as trans. The package featured bespoke Bud Light cans with illustrations of Mulvaney's face, which showed off in an Instagram video. That set conservatives, anti-trans pockets of social media on fire, left Republicans scrambling to protect a big donor from attacks by the right. 5,600 news articles were published about the controversy in 2 weeks. The news received over 6 million social interactions on social media. The most shared article came from right-wing Republicans, including The Blaze and The Wire, and of course, crazy Ben Shapiro. Or this, I don't even know where to begin with this because there's so many different things like videos going viral, the right lighting themselves on fire over beer. I don't even know where to get into this about, Brandon.
Me neither, because this is so ridiculous on every single side. All right, let's start with the obvious. So one of the criticisms that the right has had about the progressive left is that they're just trying to force everybody to be gay or transgender or whatever. It's like, America, America. And which we know that is just absolutely ridiculous. But there is a little bit of truth about the tone deafness of some folks on the, both on the left and the right, but certainly we're talking about the progressive left. So here's this Harvard trained, very self-important woman, 37 years old, went to Harvard, super marketing person. And she's quoted as saying she's going to change the face because the Budweiser brand is dying. And if they don't do something about it, it will all be gone in a few short years. Now, what she failed to mention was, number one, the company, the parent company that owns Anheuser-Busch, it's the largest beverage alcohol company in the world.
InBev.
Their number one selling brand, wait for it,
Bud Light.
Not Bud, okay. Bud Light. It's their number one selling brand in the world.
Wow.
It is a massive brand. So, look, she may be right. 50 years from now, there
Who's
might
she?
Bud Light. This I don't even remember her name. She was you could look it up. You could Google it. She was the chief marketing officer for this division. I don't know if it was for InBev or whatever, but she
is the person that sent the transgender person the care package?
I have no idea. I'm sure it was one of her minions sent it, but it doesn't really matter. So she basically said that the brand had gotten too fratty and that she wanted to change that. Now, that very well may be true. It may be a fratty brand. But bottom line, it's business. They're trying to sell a product. And if that's your customer base, then figure it out. Are you kidding me? That you look, this is to me, this has nothing to do with transgenderism or not. This has to do with a stupid business move on her part.
Okay. If Bud Light is the top-selling beer in the world, as you say, then it's not a Republican or a Democrat
it's
thing.
Not.
Their audience is everybody.
Everybody.
So then they can give a beer to a transgender person.
It's not about... So I had this conversation with somebody who I know that's very conservative, and he was like, this is the most ridiculous thing in the world. It's like, I'm going to drink Bud Light if I want to drink Bud Light. He said it was like, this is stupid. I agree with him. He's a rational human being. The point, though, about this is, I don't care if Dylan Mulvaney, the transgender influencer, I'm annoyed by Dylan Mulvaney just because she's an influencer and whatever on God, the TikTok, whatever.
Listen,
but
you just make yourself sound so old.
But God. I'm annoyed by anyone of any age that takes himself so seriously like these people. I'm an influencer. I'm like, what does that even mean? Anywho. So so she's trying to spruce up the brand. So she basically says, this marketing VP, so hold on. Let me back up a little bit.
Land Dylan, plane here.
Yeah, well, shut up. If you would just shut up for a second, I could do that. There's context to this. I know it's hard for you and your simple little brain to actually get that, but there's context. So Dylan Mulvaney blew up during COVID. Dylan Mulvaney would have said they were a gay man and they were all into plays. And then during COVID, they decided that they were transgender, not decided, but whatever, just began transitioning. And by the way, this isn't anti-transgender. I am all for people that need to transition, do whatever. Dylan Mulvaney decides they're going to transition. So they basically document their journey and they blow up on the TikToks. They blow up in the social medias and become a very, very famous person in it. Great. Good for them. Way to go, Dylan. That's awesome. But what Bud Light said, or Budweiser, this person who's running it, said, hey, we're gonna actually latch on to this power of Dylan Mulvaney because they've got so many people watching them. We're going to lasso that crowd, and they're going to now drink Bud Light. What they forgot about is that there's a lot of Kid Rocks in the world that drink Bud Light more than there are these people on the
Incorrect.
Other side. No.
Incorrect.
What do you mean?
I just made this point, and it took you 5 minutes to get to.
Then why did their market share drop to the floor?
Well, if they're the top-selling beer in the world.
You're missing the point. That doesn't mean that they've got this big progressive image. They are a conservative brand, for sure. The people that drink Bud Light in America, by the way, we're the biggest beer drinkers. And by and large, the people that drink Bud Light in America tend to lean more conservative. It's stupid. Who cares who promotes this stupid brand? I get it. But I'm just saying that the reality here is that the person responsible for making this choice was tone deaf. I kind of feel bad for Dylan Mulvaney. It wasn't her fault this happened. She just was promoting a brand.
I get you do make a good point. It is a business decision. They maybe made a stupid business decision to back a transgender person. Whatever. Okay. But if you're Kid Rock...
Wait. P.S. Stop that before you go on. It's not a bad decision to back
a transgender. It's a bad business decision.
It was a bad business decision in this context. There are probably other brands.
Yes.
They've had rainbow flags on beers. Nobody cares.
Yes. Thank you for that clarification. Get your point.
Okay.
But if you're Kid Rock and you're really getting your panties in a wad...
Yes, that is the second part, for sure.
That's ridiculous.
It is
Kid
ridiculous.
Rock,
that's what my
buddy
said. You're
not transgender because you drank a Bud Light.
Yeah,
they gave to... You know, that's ridiculous.
Look, dude, that is just absolutely red meat for the base. I mean, that is like Kid Rock's just like, look, I'm America, I drink Bud Light, I'm not drinking Bud Light. He blows it, he gets a machine gun and shoots up a bunch of Bud Light cans. I'm like, yeah, what do those Bud Light cans do to you, dude? I mean, it's just, if you like the beer, you drink it. If you don't like the beer, you don't drink it. There are some ideological swords to fall on. This wasn't one of them.
But that's the point of where we're headed in America. Brands now get associated with a political sphere. And they have to stick to that.
We've talked about that on this show. Brands will come out and be like, hey, we're LGBTQA friendly and blah, blah, blah. And then, but we're going to send money to this ultra-conservative right-wing Marjorie Taylor Greene. So the problem is corporations are soulless, vapid beasts that basically are just trying to make money. That's what okay? But they clearly missed the boat on this one. They should have done some market research before they did that. That's the entire point. You're right. On the ideological wars, who cares? But in this case, they made a blunder.
I think you're making this point, though, that we're splitting further apart, that Bud Light's Republican and Stella Artois is liberal.
No, you are completely missing my point.
I hear what you're saying. I got it. But it seems as if we're headed in that direction. If Kid Rock can complain, and you're saying he's the majority of the people to drink Bud Light.
What I'm saying is that I don't think it was the majority. I think it was a vocal group of folks that said Bud Light. And so for a minute, the stock price dropped and people were taking it out of our stores and we're not going to sell it. Let me tell you, dude, you go into a grocery store and you say, I want a Bud Light and they don't have it because of whatever. And you say, well, then I'm leaving to go buy beer somewhere else. Guarantee you they're going to put Bud Light back in their stores. It's a business decision. This is just a way for people on the right to freak out about stupid shit which is what they did. There's two sides of the story is all my point is. Number one, it was a bad business decision. Number two, you're an idiot on the right if you think that because a transgender person supports, but like, by the way, the release was this transgender person in a bathtub, very over-sexualized. I'm like, okay, could you hit these idiots over the head anymore with whatever you're doing? I'm just saying, the reality here is this, and this article talks about it. It's still really dangerous to be a transgender person in this country. They're fighting it for basic human rights and medical rights and all these things. I'm not sure the transgender community really wanted to have this front and center of these culture wars either. But I do think that it's anything that pushes this discussion for transgender people out there. By the way, we don't even know how many people are transgender. 5% of people identify as not in the sex in which they were born. That's a self-identification process. We don't even have any real science behind whether and how this actually works. So it's very nebulous, very hard to get our handle on. But bottom line, this one was an easy one to get a handle on.
I totally agree with everything you just said. And I just don't understand why Kid Rock can't just keep his mouth shut.
Because
over
he knows nobody that listens to Kid Rock
cares.
Does
Kid Rock, does he need to make more money? Does he need to rile up the people more? Like, I just don't understand.
Bro, we live in the age of just doing stuff because it's stupid. Are you kidding me? Are we really having this conversation about why Kid Rock would do that? People do that stuff all the time because they're idiots. That's why.
No, but I understand why a politician does it, because he gets attention and he needs more votes. But does Kid Rock need more attention?
Oh, yes. It's a dopamine thing. Of course. The guys, you think he became a rock star? Because, look, dude, it's not like he's some crazy awesome. There's people out there like Joe Satriani who are crazy musicians that are not famous like Kid Rock, but are great musicians. I'm saying Kid Rock is a self-promoter. This is a way for him to keep his... When's the last time Kid Rock had a song that was number one on the charts?
I think it's been sooner than we thought.
It's not been that soon. My point is Kid Rock isn't blowing up the world in the rock world. It's whatever. Who cares?
He's played every Texas fair since 80.
Yeah, and by the way, we're talking about him on the show, and he's excited that anyone's talking about him, period.
Brennan, I would like to thank you for bringing Joe Satriani onto today's show, because that is not what I was expecting at any time.